The discovery of South Africa's first COVID-19 case on the 5th of May 2020 saw almost everything come to a halt as attention focused on the pandemic. Wards and funds in hospitals and clinics were dedicated to the fight against the coronavirus, leaving the war on other pandemics on pause. South Africa's highly recognized treatment and prevention program for HIV and AIDS was not spared. Sibongile Tshabalala, National Chairperson of the Treatment Action Campaign, an organization advocating for access to treatment for all HIV-positive people, says COVID had a serious effect. She said loss of jobs forced many people to relocate to rural areas far from where they collect their medication. She told VOA that many people fell behind on their treatment when resources and efforts were diverted to COVID-19.
Channeling of funds to COVID-19, the financial situation of patients due to COVID-19, lack of visitations and domination of hospital by COVID-19, and the fear of COVID-19 have drastically affected the program of HIV in South Africa.
As the clinics filled with COVID-19 patients, those living with HIV and AIDS were scared to go to their health centers, fearing catching COVID. Johannesburg-based Stanley Ndlovu is a Zimbabwean HIV and AIDS activist, leading the Asakanini Health and Wellness, an organization of both HIV negative and positive people. He says they faced the greatest challenge during lockdown periods. Ndlovu told VOA that some employees, especially domestic workers, were barred from leaving their employers' residences and could not collect their medication.
COVID iphazamisile kancane. Ikakhulukazi laba kade bene HIV ne cancer yibo basuke bahlangana lokunzima ngoba bebe sehluleka ukuthi balande ama treatment abo, balande ama appointment abo ema clinic. Ngokunjalo bagcine sebedlula emhlabeni. Kodwa ngaphandle kwalokho, kulabanye kade bevalelwe emsebenzini ngama lockdown. Obe lockdown ngesikhathi somsebenzi, but besizama ngazo zonke indlela thina singaphandle ukuthi hayi umuntu ayithole i-treatment, so bagcine besizakala.
Renee Sparks is a health expert with a speciality in HIV and AIDS issues. She says some programs were derailed by the tight focus on COVID.
Definitely our testing took a dip. Clients were restricted in terms of access to clinics. You needed to have either an appointment. ARV services, I think, continued on. I think it was just a matter of really long waiting times. I really hope we would have learned and think through how we actually strengthen the service and not wait for the next crisis.
However, she says a lot of opportunities provided by lockdown were not utilized. She argues that it could have been easier to reach and test people while they were locked down in their homes, as well as extending HIV testing to those who visited hospitals for COVID-19 related issues. According to 2019 statistics, South Africa had just over 7.7 million people living with HIV, with two-thirds on antiretroviral therapy. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.